Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Feels good that it's Friday.
That was thoroughly mediocre. Can you do that again?
Why is it thoroughly mediocre?
Because you almost weren't ready. It was like Steve Young tripping at the beginning of the play where he threw to T.O.
And then he scored a touchdown and everybody went home.
So now we're off to having one of the great wild card wins of all time.
Absolutely. And then the next week we lose to the Falcons or the Georgia Dome. And you get hurt.
Why do you, Garrison Hurst?
Good morning to everybody out there.
I worked out this morning. I feel like $1 million.
That's good. I did work out today, and I feel like $1 million because I got some good sleep. After the Niners made their pick, Ricky Pearsall out of Florida by way of Arizona State. He's an Arizona kid. Your wide receiver
Chandler.
In the first round. 31st overall, we're going to get into it. I was a bit stunned, but the football people say this guy can play. The football people say this guy can separate. The football people say he can high point the football. So, will he be playing alongside Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel? Still things on the table for the 49ers. We'll get all into it. As we say, good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift on the overnight dances, baby. We got new money in town. New money in town. It's a payday Friday. Bay Area Friday, 50 Cent Friday, all that stuff. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. And shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. And don't come. You better come correct today. Because you know what happens? By way of our friends, if you want to plug in the train, if you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it. Because if you don't, you hear that sound, you're going to get flush. Like BPA out there somewhere.
So the other day, you and I were breaking down wide receivers. I had written all these notes on all these wide receivers, and we were talking about X players, guys who can line up on the outside and be the number one receiver and would be right up on that line of scrimmage and getting pressed. And I remember as we were doing that exercise, when we were going through some of the smaller guys, Ladd McConkley, Xavier Worthy, and I stopped on Ricky Pearsall, and I said to you, if they move Ayuk, I don't want them to replace him with this guy, but I could see where this guy would be a really good fit in this offense. And here's what I wrote down, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. Athletic, vertical, short shuttle stuff. I see Edelman, Jerry Jeudy, but he actually catches the ball. 80% success rate in the slot when I dig through the numbers. Rugged player, adjusts well to the ball, makes a lot of twisting catches. 55 of his 63 targets he caught were in that intermediate, meaning 10 yards downfield in the middle of traffic. The guy stretches the field. A lot of these long, deep crossers and digs that Shanahan loves. If you're building an offense for Brock Purdy, Pearsall's a weapon that I think looks really nice.
Look, he's got a lot of experience playing in the college game, whether it's Arizona State or Florida, over 2,400 receiving yards. First year of Florida wasn't as successful, but this last year really seemed to put it together. Everything you said there, high point in the football, separating at the line of scrimmage. Now, jamming it, you know, from some of the videos there, if you get physical with him,
yeah,
he's
got
to get stronger. He's
yes,
gotta hit
I would
him,
agree.
He's got to get hit in the NFL weight room, which I think he'll be fine. Hitting the NFL weight room, getting a little stronger, getting his nutrition right. He was a big-time playmaker for Florida. And, look, I didn't know if they were going to draft him in the first round. I don't know what his value was. But all the guys, whether it's Nick Saban, whether it's Joel Klatt, whether it's Daniel Jeremiah, whether it's C.J. Stroud, a lot of people who are in the game of football. Brian Baldinger, he'll join us on Monday at 7:30. You don't want to miss that, as he'll break this pick down. He loves Pearsall's game, calls him a tough guy. And in Shanahan's offense, we've yet to see the slot receiver just truly pop. They tried it with Kendrick Bourne, not your quintessential slot receiver. Trent Taylor, we know what happened there. We know what happened with Richie James Jr. Danny Gray hasn't been able to get on the field. Ronnie Bell, look, I think there's some hope for him. But this guy can play in the slot, that legit slot receiver, in and out quickness. His 10-yard code drill was great. The times were great. And then more importantly, you talk about the catches and everything like that.
Yeah, the body control
was
really
good.
Yeah,
it was like he has like a 3.5, 3.7 drop rate, which is very, very good. He doesn't drop the football at all.
Good. I'd be remiss if I didn't say, like, the whole time I'm thinking, all right, what's Jacksonville going to do? What's Pittsburgh going to do? Are they going to trade? Is this a spot? Is this a spot? Is this a spot? Now, who knows? Something might happen. I still believe the Niners are going to make another selection for a wide receiver. I don't know if they're going to trade one or both. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with Ayuk and Debo. I really don't. I still think Washington's in play. I think New England's in play. I think Carolina's in play. I think teams that have a plethora of day two picks, second and third round picks, I still believe for one of the receivers, they're in play. And I would not be surprised if the Niners select another wide receiver. And that people's heads might explode, but
right.
I don't know. I think things are still in play.
I don't know. Do people feel like it was a reach? 888-957-9570, because when the pick happened, Baby Chance was jumping up and down in bed.
Yeah.
And I was just holding my little guy.
Yeah,
and it was just in a room. And I was like, guys, Niners picking. And
it's me.
Okay,
all
Niners
night.
Picking. They're jumping around
for like 2 hours. Michelle, leave me alone. Niners are gonna pick soon.
I'm playing hide and seek during the NFL drive. Go figure. Times have changed.
Well, did you win?
What do you mean?
Hide and go seek.
Oh, I mean, you know, I always find them, but, you know, I always play stupid, boo with a fool. Where are they? Where are they at? And then you hear Chester, she's always laughing.
All you see is like a leg sticking out underneath the desk.
You see a little leg, and all you hear is a laugh, and like, okay,
it's
right there. But anyway, it's all fun. But the Niners picked, and my initial reaction was like, what the hell? Ricky Pearsall? I don't remember talking about this guy. I kept hearing about Mitchell and Worthy and, you know, the kid from LSU who was compared to Brandon Ayuk. Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, yeah. Who went to Jacksonville.
Who
wanted Ayuk.
The one team that wanted Ayuk, but they got their Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they watched that LSU pro day and Trent Baalke. Oh, he minds us of Brandon Ayuk. So maybe we don't have to trade Brandon Ayuk.
Because, you know, Baalke farted.
Oh, yeah.
And then said, excuse me.
Excuse me. Which is very classy of him. Very classy. But look, man.
It's classy of him to fart at a podium and say, excuse me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love
you.
You didn't
have to be rude.
Were you surprised?
What do you want him just to fart and just not say anything?
Better out than in.
So were you surprised at this player, at the position that he plays?
I'm surprised at this player.
Okay.
This player.
Why?
Because Mitchell was on the board, and I thought Donnie Mitchell. Especially after Xavier Worthy got selected. And there was a lot of hype about Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, who is up going to Carolina. Yeah,
I didn't love him as much as others.
Yeah, I didn't love him either.
1 year wonder.
I didn't love him either.
Yeah.
But Pearsall just, I thought second round, maybe third round, I was a little stunned by it. But look, man, my philosophy is this. If you love a player like the Raiders.
Totally agree.
They love Brock Bowers. Go ahead, take Brock Bowers. Best player available. Go fix your off. Now you got Brock Bowers, Devontae Adams, Meyer. You got an offense that can cook.
Zero quarterbacks.
Double tight end. Yeah, you get a quarterback. Spencer Rattler's coming. Spencer Rattler.
He does fit the Raider mold.
Come on.
Swashbuckling his way the AFC West.
I'll say this. I'd rather have Spencer Rattler and try to develop him as opposed to J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix,
I'm with
who went
you on
in the
that.
Top 10.
Sean Payton's already on
the
hot
12.
Seat.
I mean,
Sean
come
Payton,
on.
Payton, this fraud. It reminded me of the Patrick Mahomes draft, because we were going to draft Patrick Mahomes, but the Chiefs jumped in front of us many years ago. Dog, you didn't take him. You were obsessed with Taysom Hill. Like, what? Like, what?
Well, the draft is just fascinating. The draft, there's so many things happening in the NFL draft that I want to get to here. Last night, you had records getting broke left and right when it came to quarterbacks. Six quarterbacks got selected in the first 12 picks.
How many you think, like, forget the players that you, I don't want the names. How many will actually stay with their team 5 years from now? Two?
Caleb. I like Caleb
the
most. Okay,
you're going to actually name him. Okay.
I'm not sure about Jaden Daniels in Washington. I want to see it.
I do too.
And he's got Dan Quinn as a head coach. I don't know. I don't know. Who's Washington's OC? Cliff Kingsbury? Oh, gosh. I'm not a fan of that.
I like Cliff as an OC.
Yeah, I don't know if I do. I don't know if I do. And then number three, Drake May goes to New England.
Just immediately when I saw him, I was like, bro.
I go back to Kirk Morrison. Kirk Morrison said, look, man, I went out to Chapel Hill. I called the game. I was not impressed.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I've never been impressed.
If there's
with Drake
a team,
May.
An organization outside of Sean Payton, who I am fading more in the NFL right now, I'm telling you.
It's the Patriots.
I watched that Dynasty doc, and I can't get it through my head. When I hear Bob Kraft's kids sit there and pretend like he was right. The reason for success, like not Belichick, not Brady. It no was doubt. Bob Kraft's kid who had nothing to do with it. Are you kidding me? And he is running things now?
Right.
That's an organization that might be a dumpster fire for two decades.
You had the wow factor in Michael Penix. Jr. getting selected by
shocking.
The Atlanta Falcons. Did not see that coming. Kirk Cousins didn't see it coming. He's telling everybody, every reporter possible, yeah, I'm surprised by this. I was not tipped off by this. So now all of a sudden we got drama in Atlanta after he got $100 million guaranteed. I saw somebody tweet saying, you better work on Tuesday.
Well, it's kind of ironic. Yeah, I think I put that in the thread too. It's kind of ironic that Kirk Cousins was drafted the same night RG3 was drafted, and that took RG3 by surprise.
Yep.
And then many years later, he gets surprised in this way. So I guess what they say, what comes around goes around.
We don't know about that one. So you got that. You got Michael Penix Jr. going 8th to Atlanta. You have J.J. McCarthy going 10 to the Vikings.
Didn't like that at all because the Vikings gave up all their
moved
picks.
Up. Yeah, and three picks in 2025.
Did you hear that
one
noise?
One first-round pick and two fifth-round picks.
The noise of Justin Jefferson slamming his phone and saying, get me the hell on out of here.
He's gone. He's so
I'm
gone.
I'm so upset.
I mean, is that like happy. The number one? Like, how can I bet on that?
J.J. McCarthy, and then you get the Bo Nix. They're going to get people fired. I mean, it's just straight up. Sean Payton might as well put his house. Listen, Sean Payton might as well put his house on sale in Eagle County, Colorado, wherever the hell he is, Denver, Colorado, whatever suburb he's in. The Minnesota Vikings brass. And I like Kevin O'Connell. I like him as a head coach. Uh-huh. I do with Minnesota.
I do too.
Your days are numbered. The days are numbered. Like, he hitched your wagon
your
to J.J.
McCarthy.
Your
days are numbered.
Think about that. I watched Michigan
so you
football
watch
this
Michigan
year.
A lot.
We all do.
He reminds me of Alex Smith.
That's what they said on the draft.
Yeah, no, but that's
they
what
said
he reminds
Alex Smith,
me of.
And I don't even see that.
Well, I see it because he just looks lackluster.
I mean,
he threw 34 fourth quarter passes. How's that? Like, how?
Well,
it's a hardball offense.
I watched. It's a hardball offense. Was at the Rose Bowl. I didn't think there was anything special with him. Especially coming into the year, I was like, okay, third round pick, maybe a fourth round pick. He goes in the first round, top 10 pick. So six quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks, matching the total that went in the first round of the famed 1983 quarterback draft class. Six.
And there's no way it's going to replicate that class.
No.
It's the greatest outlier of all time.
I don't see it happening.
No. And here's the other thing that I keep thinking about, too. And you were talking about it like, oh, you know, it's an offensive league. It's an offensive league. 14 consecutive picks.
Say that. Yep.
Going offense.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that, B.
It's not just offense. I should have clarified it. Scott was basically like, dude, it's like 70-30, 80-20 offense now. Like, that wins games. You got to have offense. So you see the philosophy in the draft here, as you just mentioned, 14 picks, first 14 picks, all offense.
So I want to get to Shanahan here. Now, I have no idea what they're going to do with Debo and Ayuk. I still think those things are on the table. I got no idea. I still think even if they keep those guys, they might draft another wide receiver early here. But I do believe they're going to be a player today. They're going to move up, move back. They're going to do something on day two. This is their wheelhouse here. I have a hard time not thinking that Shanahan, and there's two elements to this. There's the Super Bowl that I know you want to get into. But when Shanahan looks at wide receiver film, Why do I feel like he looks at himself in certain players?
Well, he said that yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Oh, his presser.
I didn't hear that because I felt like watching Ricky Pearsall, I'm like, this is a guy Shanahan's going to love because he thinks that he sees himself in Ricky Pearsall.
So David Lombardi had the tweet yesterday, and I saw it. I chuckled because I didn't know if it was a real tweet or what.
Well, David Lombardi's tweeting everything. The probability of this happening now is 1%. Like, Dave, put the phone down for 6 seconds. It's okay.
Shanahan, his evaluation of 49ers first-round pick Ricky Pearsall. He reminds me of myself, except a lot faster, with much better hands, and can jump. So I don't know if he was being facetious there.
Steph Curry reminds me of Joe Shasky, except for the fact he's 6'3", the greatest shooter of all time, and he's an NBA player with elite golf game.
Nah, I don't know. I would love to hear that
sound. That's hilarious.
I would love to hear that sound because I don't know if Shanahan was being serious, but that's a real quote. That is a real quote. So let's go to the lines. I'm going to get Niner fans in here. How do you feel about the pick? Was it a reach? Were you expecting Slick Rick, Ricky Pearsall, who played against Brock Purdy in high school?
Rick.
White boy Rick. You could call.
Isn't that a movie?
It is a movie. I'm not going to call him White Boy Rick. I'll call him Slick Rick or Pretty Ricky.
Well, I heard him get addressed by his teammates that way.
Yeah, Slick Rick, Pretty Ricky. It's
Pretty
all good.
Ricky's not bad.
Or
Ricky!
That's what brought
Ricky!
Up.
Boys in the
Boys
Hood.
Boys in the Hood. He also played against Brock Purdy in high school.
Yeah, Chandler.
Ricky Pearsall said, I think he put 70 on my team. Yeah. Brock Purdy out there. So.
And Purdy, I think, ran a couple in.
And here's the other kicker. Ricky Pearsall said he only met with the Niners at the Senior Bowl.
Oh.
Didn't even bring him in for a visit, so he said he was shocked to see San Francisco on his phone. They stayed away. They did their work. They didn't want to tip their head. They did this with Mike McGlinchey, too.
I like this pick. Because to me, playmakers, building around the quarterback, I like this pick.
Let's go to Miguel in Oakland. Miguel, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing this morning?
Good,
what's
man.
Up?
Good morning, Miguel.
Hey, was I the only one that maybe I'm tripping out or something, but I really thought that the 49ers were going to go after Xavier Worthy, and then the Chiefs, they pulled a Slick one. And I don't know why the Bills would even do that, but I think the Chiefs got over on the 49ers again and beat us by getting that very good wide receiver that we were supposed to get.
I don't know, Miguel, if Xavier Worthy's a Niner guy.
He drops a lot of balls.
Well, he drops balls and he doesn't break a lot of tackles.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to – listen, I think Miguel dropped off – I think the Kansas City Chiefs for that offense,
exactly.
For that team,
exactly.
It is a scary, scary proposition to know that Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown is going to be playing alongside Travis Kelce with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback and Andy Reid, who's the slickest of them all when it comes to scheming up plays for his playmakers. That is scary. Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, when I saw Buffalo, first of all, I said, Buffalo, you got to go through Kansas City, get to the Super Bowl. What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
And then you see him go to Kansas City, and I did get a little sick. I almost went to the bathroom and yacked. They said, the rich get richer. Actually, I was talking to Worldwide Hef yesterday on the phone. And I came to this proposition now. Call me crazy. We're
proposition
getting back to the
chicken?
That if the Niners were to go to the NFC Championship game.
Uh-huh.
And Kansas City was on the other side.
Uh-huh.
The NFC Championship game is the early game this year. If I know Kansas City's playing in the AFC title game, I'd rather just lose that NFC Championship. I don't want to play them in the Super Bowl.
Oh, shut
game.
Up.
I don't want to play
just
them.
Shut up.
I just don't even want to face them. I don't even want to do it. I'd rather just lose the NFC title game, say, hey, it was a hell of a year.
They lost in overtime.
It was all good.
They lost in overtime.
I don't care. I don't care. We also gave
you
up
don't
a,
even believe
we
what
also,
you're saying.
We also gave up a 3rd-and-24 or whatever, Super Bowl 54. If I see them on the other side, I just don't even want to go. I don't even want to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm thinking so much about that Super Bowl,
are you
though.
Serious?
I'm glad you're bringing that up because the one thing that sticks in my head is that quote that you had from Kyle Shanahan where basically all his former players, Shanahan's opinion of the situation of the player will change like that.
Yep.
And I keep thinking, I bet he watched that Super Bowl back 1,000 times, and he's saying that's never going to happen again when it comes to his offense getting stymied.
Well, I want to get into that coming up. Oh, Rhea Lancaster's on the line. We're going to get to her on the other side. Hang tight, Rhea.
Draft
get to
day,
on the
baby.
Other side. Oh, wait, we're going to Rhea right now. Rhea, what's happening? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to hear your voices.
You too.
I'm trying to make it make sense to me. I don't understand why we're taking a wide receiver when we already have like 8 wide receivers? I mean, if you're going to build around Brock, can't you build this O-line first so he has time to throw to all these wide receivers that you got on the team? I need him to have time.
I agree.
He's got a surgically repaired arm that we need him to be able to just stand, and he could dice up so much stuff if he has time. I don't understand why we're not doing O-line stuff.
They've got more picks, Rhea. And I don't mean to cut you off. We're up against it. They've got more picks.
9 picks.
Nine picks left. I don't like taking the 11th best offensive tackle in the first round. I like a playmaker.
I did like Amarius Mims, though.
He went way early.
I know. He went so early. Guyton went up, man. All those guys went early. Marius Mims, his feet. Oh, my God.
I think this was the best overall player on their board.
Make sure you don't miss that break,
all right,
bro.
All right. We're more coming up here on the other side. Ricky Pearsall, your newest member of the San Francisco 49ers, 888-957-9570, Niner Empire. How you feeling about the pick? That's what's coming up. Your reaction brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
The economy is rough, and traditional four-year programs are just not cutting it. People need something new, and Merit America is that. 22 weeks of flexible training led by experts, 7 high-paying tracks, including cybersecurity and data analytics, $0 upfront for tuition, with an average salary increase of $26,000 after completion. Go to MeritAmerica.org now, and they'll help you build a career that treats you right. That's MeritAmerica.org.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop. The threats would stop. It was easy, like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-709-7022. 800-709-7022. 800-709-7022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When it comes to your business, time is money. So say hello to BMO.
Hello.
A bank that makes business progress easier. We have a range of checking accounts designed to fit your business needs.
I need that.
Expert guidance and advice.
I do have questions.
And quick and easy account openings in branch or online. So you have extra to make more. Visit your nearest BMO branch to say hello and learn more.
BMO.
Accounts are subject to approval and provided in the United States by BMO Bank NA, member FDIC.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online, and it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Looking to partner to upgrade your home? Want to build a stunning deck, do a remodel, or upgrade your man cave? Big Creek Lumber has lumber, hardware, tools, and more. Better yet, they have 6 locations, including one in Vallejo and Half Moon Bay. Big Creek Lumber works with quality suppliers, and just like Big Creek Lumber, Weyerhaeuser has the experts you can trust for uncompromised performance, one truckload at a time. From foundation and framing materials to exterior cladding and outdoor living products from top suppliers, Weyerhaeuser Distributions provides a complete solution for the building envelope. Their dedicated team works tirelessly to ensure your orders are accurate and delivered on time. Make Weyerhaeuser and Big Creek Lumber your go-to partners for building success. Shop how you want. Download the Big Creek Lumber mobile app, visit Big Creek's friendly lumber yards in Vallejo or Coastside and Half Moon Bay, or go online at BigCreekLumber.com. BigCreekLumber.com.
Made to shine. Real stories from Shane Company customers.
We met later in life. I liked his dimples.
Both of our spouses had passed away, and we never expected to remarry.
That's the funny thing about love. It has its own agenda.
I wanted to get her a ring that celebrated our future, but didn't ignore our past.
I just wanted a party.
Shane Company helped me create the perfect ring to set the stone for us and the two side stones for our past loves.
Fine jewelry that feels like it was designed just for you. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
Do you have a child who doesn't listen or tunes you out? Is a teacher telling you that your child may need extra support? Tune in every Saturday morning at 7:30 for Parenting with Vanessa Colon. 20 years of expertise empowering parents with the tools they need on 95.7 The Game.
Hi, Alcamico, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Ink Car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Ink Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized. With help from Beacon, I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
Get ready for Imagine Dragons when they come back to the Bay Area on October 20th at Shoreline Amphitheater. This is their only Northern California show. Get your tickets and info at LiveNation.com. And for your chance to win a pair of tickets, enter online at 957thegame.com.
With the 31st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, before you go, before you say anything.
What? What?
I just have to get this take in.
All right.
Because it's all draft today, and I get it. I get it. Believe me. You talked about LeBron and what he said last night in that game. I know the playoffs were going, and some people pay attention, like myself and you and Spadoni, and a lot of people don't care, but whatever.
It was down 0-3.
I'm gonna say this now because I want the record to show. The only way these old guys are gonna be able to grasp at one last championship is if they unite together. It's in Expendables. I mean, this is a movie setting up.
The old guys.
LeBron has to team up with Steph Curry.
The old guys are not making it through four.
Yeah, that's
rounds.
Fine. You could think that. No, I'm telling you this right now.
That's what
the
I know.
The only way to stave off the youth for one last championship run is if they come together.
I'm betting my bottom dollar that it.
Well, that's the, not, but that, but
you know, I know.
I am in the minority opinion
here. No. There's a lot of
the
people.
The odds are not good.
Pelo's retweeting every freaking Photoshop with LeBron James in a Warrior uniform.
Because Pelo knows.
All the Warrior fans on social media want LeBron James, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm listening to him last night, it's like, why would you want that guy?
Because he's still a top five player on the planet.
Well, he went on the podium, basically quit, saying, yeah, at the end of the day, it's just basketball. So he says that.
Well, when Anthony Davis scores 3 points lose, in the fourth quarter and no, D'Angelo just scores
give him
nothing.
The ball. But give him the ball. There's no like the context to that is you're down double digits. So now you just pull it up from three, so AD's not touching the ball. Dudes, AD's not the problem. The coach is the problem. The point guard's the problem. LeBron James throwing everybody under the bus is the damn problem.
Well, no, Ham is bad. I know we like to make fun of LeBron being the coach killer. No, Ham is bad.
Green eggs and ham?
Yeah, scam is what
we call
him.
You know what? LeBron signed off on him.
Scam.
LeBron signed off on him.
See, so what he needs.
They could have had Ty Lue in 2019. Right. They should have just taken him.
He needs Steve Kerr.
Oh, gosh.
Well, he'll have him in Team USA this summer.
Yeah, and that's where we start the recruitment pitch.
But he's such a sour loser.
I know,
loser.
We'll get back into the NFL. I'm telling you right now, LeBron
to the
Warriors.
It's just basketball at the end of the day.
It's going to happen.
It's just basketball at the end of the day.
And I'm going to watch all Warrior fans jump on my side of the boat, and we're all going to be celebrating.
I'm not going to celebrate.
Mark the tape.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
How do you mark the tape?
Well, you just hit an F8 over here.
Yeah, hit the F8.
F8. The fact that you want that is like, ooh, it's cringeworthy.
It's the only parachute option as you're falling from the plane, the 757 from, you know.
Draymond or LeBron James teammates.
Are we sure Draymond's going to be here?
It's always fun game.
I mean, knowing LeBron, you know, he stabbed a few friends in the back.
They were sitting to sweep together at the Super Bowl.
That doesn't mean anything to LeBron.
LeBron
was best friends with Dwayne Wade, was like, get out of Cleveland. I need you out of here. You're not good enough anymore.
That's what he does do, from what I hear, is that he does stab people in the back. I don't want that guy here. Taylor in Oakland. Oakley. Taylor in Oakley. He likes to pick. Taylor, what do you like about the pick?
Hey, man, I mean, look, the guy's a dog. I'm an SEC fan. The guy's a dog. He fits the system. And, I mean, at that point in the first round, it's basically just a high second-round pick. It's the way I've always looked at, like, 28-32.
Totally agree.
And offensive linemen, I mean, you can get nasty human beings that play offensive line later in the draft.
Yep.
You got to build out the skill to prepare for the inevitable departure of probably Debo. After them not trading Ayuk for a first-round pick, I don't see him being traded. I think they're going to stick with him. They're going to ride it one more year and then move on from Debo. And just one thing that's always bugged me, can we stop giving Sean Payton the pass?
Thank you.
For being a good coach, because he's not.
Thank you.
He had Drew Brees for all them years, won one Super Bowl. He had Russell Wilson, and that was a dumpster fire. And then he drafts Bo Nix. I'm an Auburn fan, so I watched bad Bo Nix. He is not a top 15 pick.
Oh, I know.
He just isn't. But I appreciate you guys. Oh, yeah, and one last thing. You're crazy, Bonte, if you don't want LeBron here.
Thank you!
No, I'm not crazy.
Say that. You're crazy, Bonte.
I love the player on the court. It's all the other stuff that you guys are not baking into the equation. You guys will be exhausted for LeBron James 3 months into the LeBron James tenure. Trust me.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
You will be exhausted over it. It will be, oh, my God. Like, from a business standpoint, it's great for business. LeBron James is great for business.
It's all I care about.
Content, why not?
It's business. It's not personal. All I care about is business.
It's all business. But personally, man. I mean, maybe the last Bonte Hill if he becomes a member to go to St. Warriors. You mark that. F8 that one.
Yeah, that's the F8 biggest cap.
Can't be two kings in the Bay.
F8 that one.
That's like that idiot who wore that giant hat last night on the draft. Then you want to talk about one of the dumbest things in sports. If you wear the giant hat to a game and sit in front of me, I'm going to flip that thing off your head.
No, you won't.
Yeah, that thing is stupid.
No, you won't.
That thing is stupid.
You know what's not stupid?
Obstructing the view of others behind you. Give me a break.
You know what's not stupid?
Huh?
Steve Smith.
Stop calling him Ricky Pearsall and call him what his real name is. Slick Rick is what they call him. Great vision, stands out. He knows exactly where he needs to be. Played with three different quarterbacks with three different styles of play. He's the go-to guy. His ability to adjust will be required in the services in the National Football League.
Steve Smith. He should be in the Hall of Fame one day. He's a good receiver. How about C.J. Stroud from the Houston Texans? He'll sit with Adam Lefko and Micah Parsons. They were watching the draft together. And when Ricky Pearsall got selected, C.J. Stroud had a meltdown. He loves this kid.
Bro, he's elite. You'll see.
He gets open.
Especially in that offense, man. Kyle's going to dial it up for him.
Kyle,
that's why I feel like he was going to fit in our system.
4-4-1 with a 1-4-9 10-yard split.
Oh, he's nasty, bro.
He's nasty, bro. And he went off for like 3 minutes. Just gushing over Ricky Pearsall. So
this is what a quarterback, this is what a quarterback's looking for.
This is what he's looking for. Yeah, no. So he's looking for it. Saban gave him a step of approval. And look, he may turn out to not be a player, but the football people are telling you there's a lot of potential with this kid, and he fits with San Francisco. That's what I'm going by, because I'm not going to pretend that I watch every single Florida game. Florida, their offense at times is unwatchable. It's all these college football games. What the hell I'm watching the Florida Gators for? They're not doing anything. But I missed our Ricky Pearsall. I saw his name on the drive boards, but I was salivating over Mitchell. Not going to lie to you.
Well, when I was looking at, because like I had all the small guys, and I was like, you know, like just to do my homework, when I had Ladd McConkley, like Ladd McConkley is amazing versus zone, right? But the guy has a lot of injury concerns, and he doesn't play through contact. Like, that's the number one thing about great player, gets wide open. Like, I think he's a freak athlete. I look at Pearsall, he's just more rugged, at least from the film that I've seen. He looks like a more rugged player. And what's one of the most important aspects to a Shanahan offense for any playmaker? What's one of the best?
Got to be a dog. Got to be rugged. You
yards
be physical.
After catch.
Well, you got to be physical.
And yak. I look at this guy.
I see a lot of yak. Well, I did see some yak on some of the film.
I mean,
I saw him get hit a couple times. Look, the field.
When you play
good.
In the middle of the field, you're gonna get tackled at some point. But I'm telling you, this guy makes a lot of people miss out in the open space.
So your initial reaction, Shasky, if I had to.
Well, my initial reaction was, I like Pearsall. I think we're keeping Ayuk, and I think Debo's gone. That was literally how my brain worked. Do I sound crazy?
No, I'm saying when you heard Ricky Pearsall, did you like fist pump? Did you say yes?
This is what I went. Whoa. Wow. Like, literally like that. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, it's... Look,
like,
I'm not going to
like
gonna lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you.
What? Why?
I had to convince myself that I like to pick. I don't know if I love it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I hate it.
See, I like it.
I don't know. Like,
because you're building the team around Brock.
Yeah, but is Ayuk going to be here? Is Debo going to be here? What's the end game look like for this offense coming out of this draft this weekend? A lot to put together
here. But remember when they drafted McGlinchey, then they later traded Trent Brown, and it all kind of made more sense to everyone.
So I hope, if he's here with Debo and Ayuk, I really love the pick.
Okay.
If you move off of Ayuk and you put Pearsall in the role to where he has to elevate, can we first year?
I'm trying to understand that we have to see what the complete mosaic of their draft is.
That's what I just said. You know,
but also the draft, not just the players.
Yeah, I just need to see the exact draft. That's all I said.
I like the player in a vacuum.
I
like the player.
But in a win now mode, if I move off of Ayuk and Debo, that puts a lot more pressure on this kid to produce.
That I don't deny.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I just said that. I want to see the entire draft. I want to see how they finish, what the roster looks like after Saturday afternoon. All right, Jeremy and Gerald, we'll get you on the other side. 888-957-9570. Ricky Pearsall is your newest member of the 49ers. I've talked myself into it. The film looks good. He looks like a good player. We'll play some sound from him in a second here on the Morning Roast. And that will be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Again, that pass is high. Oh, what a one-handed grab by Pearsall. And then he took a pop at the 30-yard line. There's a flag for that. Oh, unbelievable catch.
Oh, number one set it up so nice, too. He knew he was going up with one hand the entire time. Little ball was a little high. One jumps up there and snags it.
Here's the thing, and D-Butt, you know this.
Yep. Ricky is a light
You
play.
Can't play wide receiver at San Francisco unless you will block. If you don't block, you're not playing receiver there. So whoever it is, it needs to be good with the ball in their hands, which Pearsall is, and has to be tough and willing to block, which he'll do.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
That was Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee Show. Ricky Pearsall, your newest member of the 49ers, started off in Arizona State in 2019, played three seasons there, transferred to Florida, played his final two seasons there last year, 65 catches, 965 yards, 6'1", 190, 23 years old. He's a fellow Virgo, like your boy. September 9th is his birthday. He'll be 24 years old. I'm on the 15th. We're brothers already there. Horoscope, or you know, same sign or whatnot. By the way, this segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Ricky Pearsall. I see all the calls here. We're going to get to everybody. Ricky Pearsall, how are we feeling about him? CJ Stroud was devastated. Devastated.
Did that make you feel more confident in the pick?
Seeing
the reactions?
I needed that.
Okay.
I needed that because I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't study Ricky Pearsall a lot.
Okay.
I know he was on the board, but I was hung up on the Texas dudes.
Yeah.
I was hung up on the LSU guys. I was hung up on every other receiver that I thought would project to be in the first round. I didn't think Pearsall was going to be a first-round pick. I thought he'd be mid-second. Now, my homegirl, Sarita, who works out there in Baltimore, she's a diehard Florida Gator fan. She's out there with our sister station, 105.7 The Fan, out there in Baltimore. She's a big-time Florida Gator fan. And she goes, I can't believe y'all took Ricky from me, 49ers. So I asked her, I said, man, is he legit? What's the deal? She goes, love Ricky. Y'all reached a little high for him, but I think he will produce in that offense. And that's been a consensus so far. Consensus when it comes to Ricky Pearsall. Everybody's happy about him. In terms of football people and people who've watched him very, very closely. Slick Rick.
I just think it's really difficult when you get the 31st pick to, you know, when you're not trading around. And it's like, just take the guy that you like on your board. Like, so if they took him at 38, everyone would love him. But they took him at 31 and people think it's bad value. Like, so my estimation is like, just draft the right guy. It doesn't matter where you select them. If you take the right person and it ends up working out, no one cares about the individual pick. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of slot. Now, I understand there's value in how to work the board and all those things. But at the end of the day, we need players to contribute. And so if this guy ends up being a player and he's a keeper, no one will care if he went 31 or 38.
Now, will you love the pick if Ayuk gets traded or Debo gets traded?
So now that's where we're going here. What happens with Ayuk, I think, is really interesting because he's not a like-for-like switch out for Ayuk, which is why a lot of people weren't highlighting him in Niner land. Right. All the mock drafts that Niner people do and all the breakdowns and everything, most people were saying, well, if they trade Ayuk, we're looking for someone who could play a little more on the line of scrimmage and be a bigger dude on the outside.
Yep.
That's not what he does. So was it a smokescreen the entire time? The Ayuk stuff to kind of like get everyone off the sniff of who they wanted in the slot? I don't know. Could they still trade Ayuk and get, you know, Adonai Mitchell or someone else? Johnny Wilson? I'm just throwing out names here. Keon Coleman, I don't know. That could hypothetically still happen here. I want to see him with Ayuk. That's what I want to see.
They're
like, now
teammates.
That they've executed it, like, that's kind of what I want to see. Because I'm looking at, like, you were talking about this. The cater the team to the skill set of Brock Purdy. Ayuk with this guy? Now we're cooking a little.
Now, Ayuk and Pearsall were teammates at Arizona State, playing under Coach Herm Edwards. Coach Herm Edwards will join us at 8 o'clock today on the Morning
Roast. Let's go.
After shameless shout-outs here. So, look, the one knock on him, because there's a lot of positives with him, but the one knock on him is something that we saw at the Super Bowl, is that the Niners' inability to beat press man and to get off the line of scrimmage.
Sticky,
and that's something,
man.
And that's something that Pearsall is going to have to get better at. He's got to get stronger, get to the NFL weight room. I believe that'll happen. Get his diet right. Get his food. Get his nutrition right. But he's got to learn how to. That's the one knock that all the players are saying, look, he's got to get better at breaking jams, breaking press man, because they don't have a lot of experience of that in college. So that's something I'm going to look at in training camp, whether or not he's beating press man and getting off the line of scrimmage.
Now, we don't know. Right now, given everything that we're looking at, is this a quote-unquote replacement for Debo or Ayuk? We don't know. Just looking at the room right now, as it stands right now, I think he's going to be better than Ray McCloud. I think he's going to be better than Chris Connolly. I think he'll be better than whatever they had. You know, now they got Trent Taylor.
Chris Connolly, we're all just talking him up loosely.
I mean, they're not. Do you know who their number
catches in the postseason?
Do you know who their number three wide receiver was this year?
Juwan Jennings.
Do you know how many catches he had this year in the regular season?
35.
No, 19.
19. There you go.
He had 19 catches. So, like, and I like Juwan Jennings.
That's why I didn't want to trade Brandon Ayuk. This whole conversation about
trading
Ayuk.
Well, they're very top heavy.
Knowing that, boy, you don't have a lot behind Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, and so if even with Ricky Pearsall, because there will be an adjustment for this rookie, I want to keep these guys together for at least one more year.
Debo, that's my preference.
Ayuk, Pearsall, Jennings, it all looks a lot better together.
I agree with that. Think about in the playoffs when Debo went down, Think of who was out there running routes.
Chris Conley.
Go back to the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl when Debo had to come out of that game. Who was running routes? Like, it was Ray McLeod, Jennings, and Chris Conley. So, yeah, like, the league is trending toward having three wide receiver sets. The Niners aren't necessarily some heavy three wide receiver set team, but he is better than the guys that I was mentioning.
Yeah, no, well, that's why when we were conversing earlier this week, I'm like, Chris Conley, why is Chris Conley getting, dude had two catches in the postseason. Like, we're, all no, of a sudden what we're
saying is,
him.
I think what people are saying is that if a guy with the least amount of pedigree and Chris Conley can make some big catches, when you draft somebody who has a higher pedigree or what you believe to be a better overall body of work, then you can project that that guy can contribute.
You hope so. You hope so. You hope so. That's always the hope. You never know. Just never know. Let's go to the Lions, man. I like Pearsall, though, but I like him better with Ayuk and Debo. I like him a lot better with Ayuk and Debo.
A lot of people feel that way.
Let's see what happens today as the Niners are still. We'll play the Lynch sound, too. Oh, here it is. Lynch, you guys still trading?
Never close the door on a trade. I mean, we, we'll always listen, and we have, and we like our group as it stands.
Hey, yeah, Kyle, do you guys?
I read that as we're trading. Commanders are in play. Carolina, New England.
The phones are still
ringing. Yeah, the phones are hot.
Kyle, straight ahead on if the Niners wanted a first rounder for Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I thought it was unlikely going into it, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen. You listen to everything. Everything's about trying to improve our team as much as we can for 2024 without jeopardizing 25 as much as possible. So that's everything you look into, and whenever that opportunity comes, whichever way, if you can improve your team, you do that. Sometimes it's hard to picture proving your team, though, without them.
So the fact that they're openly discussing that, hey, yeah, anything's on the table, but I didn't think I could get a first-round pick for Ayuk. The fact that they are acknowledging the trade or the potential trade is wild to me. And I wonder how Brandon Ayuk feels about that. Is he less inclined? I guess when you get the dollar signs in front of your face, he'll sign anyway. But is he less inclined to want to come back here?
Did you see what he apparently texted? They have a group chat. I don't know who's in it.
You said fire pick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, fire pick.
But to me, like, I thought of two things instantly. If Ayuk is still in contact with them on a group chat, like, there's clearly some communication in a positive way.
Lynch just said that.
And then the second part is, I think he is expressing he still wants to be here. Like, if he was tapped out or whatever, like, why would you even comment? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, Debo, you know, seeing the shift that now Debo, because during the day as things were progressing, like, oh, now Debo's on the block. Were they playing a smokescreen the entire time with Ayuk?
Don't know. What I keep coming back to with Debo is their social media accounts promoted the hell out of Debo, changing his number from 19 to number 1. And they're printing out number 1 jerseys.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden,
have
you're going to
see one
Debo?
In live?
I have not seen one.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's
I would wait on
one,
that.
But I wouldn't pay for it now. I wouldn't be paying for anybody.
Speaking of jerseys, did you see the one guy who didn't sign the licensing?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, he pulled a Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds used to be, left field player 99. You know what I mean?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
And he's not a part of it, so you can't buy his jersey.
Let's go to Jeremy in Stockton. Jeremy, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to come in and just tell you, I think you guys are kind of wrong about the Bo Nix pick. I've been watching Oregon kind of all my life, and I think, honestly, Bo Nix is pretty decent. I think he's a leader, honestly. I think when you throw all the screens and the short passes, he ranks first in all other categories. And then, honestly, I think Pearsall, I think he's more of a bridge to Debo and Ayuk. I don't think we're going to trade those guys. But yeah, I
just want
to think what you guys think about that.
Bo Nix, I need to see it.
He's a day two pick.
Yeah, I need to see it. 12 overall. Who was taking Bo Nix in the first round if Denver wasn't? Were the Raiders going to select Bo Nix?
I don't think the Raiders are taking a quarterback at all in the first.
I don't.
From what
I
Bo Nix went 12 overall. We watch a lot of Bo Nix, and look, I could be wrong again. You never know with this draft process stuff. We all learn.
No, I'm willing to put my money on. I don't think Bo Nix is good.
The guy I saw at Auburn, the guy I saw at Oregon, he's a nice college player. He's a nice player. I don't see it. I don't see NFL arm talent. I don't see NFL quarterback play from the pocket from Bo Nix. I just don't see it. I got to be proven wrong. Maybe Sean Payton is a great quarterback whisperer, and he'll get the most out of him. I have no idea. I'm not high. Bo Nix going 12 and J.J. McCarthy going 10. I scratch my head. Even Drake May. Drake May going 3.
I heard Drake May talk, and I was like, out. I'm out on that. Like,
I don't know about that one. Let's go to Gerald in Watsonville. Gerald, what's happening?
He had meathead written all over him.
Oh, I'm not going to go there.
I said it.
Good morning, fellas. I'm not going to go there.
Yep.
Come on. What's up, Gerald?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I'm from a small town in northern Arizona, and I've been watching this kid play football since he stepped on a college football field. I went to high school with his parents. I always liked him for Kyle Shanahan's offense. Feel like he needs to get a little bit bigger, but he's going to be a great addition with his ability to run back punts or to receive punts. I think he's going to be great. I think they reached a little bit, but I'm really happy for this family. His dad's a fire captain out in Chandler, Arizona.
Okay.
Really, really great family, great kid. He's going to be a really good addition. I like him with Debo and Brandon Ayuk. I don't like him without him.
Oh, my good call. Good call. Jared in Watsonville, good stuff there. Grew up in Arizona. Obviously played against Brock Purdy, played with Brandon Ayuk. He's an Arizona guy, a lot of talent there. Goes to Florida. The fact that he transferred to Florida, played in the SEC, I think counts for something. They had quarterback issues in Florida, especially after Anthony Richardson. And, heck, even Anthony Richardson was a bit inconsistent at Florida playing a quarterback spot. So, Ricky Pearsall.
It's interesting to me that similar rhetoric the day after was told about Brandon Ayuk. A lot of people didn't see that pick coming,
yeah.
That particular player. A lot of people thought they kind of reached on that player. There wasn't a lot about him. He was a guy that went to multiple schools because he was a JUCO route.
Yep. Yep. Sierra.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.